In the name of God, the most gracious, the most merciful, and by the remembrance of his guardian. Have you ever thought about why someone looks for a nail? It's not the nail itself that matters. It's about the hole they need to hang something. This perspective shifts how we should approach sales. Unfortunately, in many cases, as soon as we realize someone has the money, we start pushing our product on them, explaining every feature and detail, thinking they will buy. This is a mistake. Jumping straight into a presentation or overwhelming the customer with information can harm sales. A critical step is often overlooked. Before bombarding the customer with product specifications, a professional salesperson first aligns the product with the customer's specific needs. Let me give you an example. Suppose you sell shoes. When a customer walks in, your goal shouldn't be to show them every shoe you have. Instead, engage with them, observe their style, and understand what they truly need. If you can identify their specific requirements, how can you offer a product that solves their problem? Sales isn't about applying the same script to every customer. Just as everyone's fingerprint is unique, so are their needs and motivations. A retiree's concerns are entirely different from those of a 35-year-old. While both may benefit from the same product, the reasons for buying differ. Recognizing these nuances is what separates a professional seller from the rest. It's not enough to simply provide data and comparisons. A customer's decision to buy goes beyond technical specifications. It's about solving their unique challenges and addressing their concerns. The best salespeople tailor their approach, ensuring the product meets the customer's underlying needs. For instance, if someone buys an educational course, their motivation might not just be gaining knowledge. They might value the certification it offers or the career opportunities it unlocks. Your job as a salesperson is to uncover these deeper motivations and show how your offering aligns with them. Ultimately, a successful sale isn't just about the product. It's about creating a comprehensive experience that addresses the customer's broader concerns, ensuring trust, satisfaction, and long-term loyalty. When preparing to sell a product, it's essential to recognize that different solutions are tailored to different individuals. The product should clearly address the customer's key concerns. But how do you identify these concerns? In any negotiation, the critical step is allowing the other party to speak. Think of it this way. A skilled interrogator gets the best results by letting the suspect talk. Even though they have full control and authority, they use open-ended questions and create an environment that encourages conversation. Similarly, in sales, listening to the customer is crucial. Their words reveal their concerns, pain points, and needs, allowing you to craft a solution specifically for them. For example, imagine a customer has failed in business 3 times, and twice the issue was lack of support post-purchase. How would you know this? By giving them the space to share their story. Through their responses, you identify their pain points and adjust your offering accordingly. Now, as you guide the conversation, avoid generic or overly ambitious questions. Instead, focus on realistic and specific inquiries. Use clear, logical reasoning to demonstrate why your solution is better suited to their needs. Keep the dialogue going until you uncover a genuine concern or priority. For example, if they say logistics isn't an issue, don't immediately assume they're ready to buy. Probe further until you find a point of differentiation, something they hadn't considered, but that highlights the value of your offer. The key takeaway here is that having money isn't the sole factor for a sale. The real work begins after identifying the buyer's willingness to spend. You must diagnose their problem, align your product with their specific needs, and present a tailored solution. In practical terms, this means creating scenarios and examples for each product and its potential customers. Whether you're selling nuts or machinery, the approach remains the same: uncover the unique challenges of each buyer and offer a personalized solution. Finally, avoid overwhelming the customer with rapid-fire questions or excessive authority. Sales is about collaboration, not domination. A confident yet empathetic approach ensures the customer feels heard and valued, leading to a stronger, more sustainable business relationships. In your meetings and sessions, make sure to initiate brainstorming effectively. Sit together and turn a single template you've been using into 16 different variations. This approach allows you to look at your product from various perspectives. For example, you could start by highlighting the product's packaging, demonstrating its quality. In another instance, you might focus on logistics, showing how your product excels in delivery and supply chain aspects. The key is to deeply understand and effectively address the customer's needs and problems. When you solve a customer's problem, they know how to buy. But if you fail to identify and resolve their issue, you'll have to put in a lot of more effort to convince them. There is a significant gap between identifying that a customer has money and immediately selling the product. Many salespeople make the mistake of seeing a customer's financial capacity as the green light to launch into a sales pitch. But this approach often backfires. The critical stage lies in recognizing and understanding the customer's exact needs, motivations, and pain points. Without this understanding, the sales process is nothing more than guesswork, leaving the customer unconvinced and the deal at risk. Think of this way. Having money only makes someone a potential buyer. It doesn't make them a committed one. The commitment comes when the customer sees that the product or service you're offering is not just something they can afford, but something that they truly need. This is why the ability to listen, ask open-ended questions, and build rapport is invaluable. Through this process, you're not just selling a product. You're positioning it as a solution to their specific problems. For example, a customer may have the budget to purchase your software, but until you identify their business challenges, such as inefficiencies in their workflow or the need for better analytics tools, they won't see the value in your offer. It's not enough to showcase features and benefits. You must tailor your message to align with their unique circumstances. Customers are far more likely to invest in something that feels like it was designed with them in mind. Once you're confident that the customer is a good buyer, your job is to tailor your product to fit their needs perfectly. This doesn't necessarily mean altering the product itself, but rather customizing how you present it. Highlight the features that matter most to them. Demonstrate how it solves their challenges and address any concerns or hesitations they might have. For instance, if logistics is a key concern, emphasize your efficient delivery system or partnerships with reliable carriers. If post-purchase support is an issue, present a clear plan for ongoing service and maintenance. Studies have shown that personalization plays a major role in successful sales. According to research, 80% of customers are more likely to buy from a company that provides a tailored experience. This means going beyond surface-level interactions and delving deeper into what truly matters to your customer. When you take the time to understand their pain points and show empathy toward their situation, you're not just selling a product, you're building trust and credibility. Ultimately, closing the gap between identifying a potential buyer and making the sale requires a shift in mindset. It's not about pushing your product onto the customer. It's about guiding them toward a solution that feels like it was created just for them. This approach not only increases your chances of making the sale, but also fosters long-term customer loyalty, as buyers are more likely to return to a company that genuinely understands and meets their needs. Remember, the customer isn't just looking for a product. They're looking for someone who listens, understands, and delivers value. By focusing on this critical stage, you transform the sales process from a transaction into a meaningful interaction that benefits both you and the buyer. The conclusion from this section underscores a vital principle in sales. Success is not simply about identifying a potential buyer with the financial means to purchase. It's about transforming that potential into genuine commitment. This requires a deliberate and empathetic approach that goes beyond superficial transactions. Salespeople must shift their mindset from selling products to solving problems, focusing on the unique needs and motivations of each customer. At the heart of this process lies the ability to listen and engage with the customer meaningfully. By uncovering their pain points, addressing their concerns, and tailoring the solution to align with their priorities, the salesperson creates a sense of value that resonates deeply. It's not just about presenting a product. It's about demonstrating how that product can make a real difference in a customer's life or business. This personalized approach builds trust and credibility, essential components for long-term success. Research consistently shows that customers are more likely to buy from and remain loyal to businesses that offer tailored experiences. When a customer feels understood and valued, the relationship evolves from a one-time transaction into an ongoing partnership. This dynamic not only increases the likelihood of a sale, but also fosters repeat business, referrals, and brand advocacy. In a sense, bridging the gap between identifying a buyer and closing a sale is about creating a meaningful connection. It's about showing the customer that you're not just there to sell a product, but to provide a solution that genuinely meets their needs. This approach benefits both parties. The customer gains a trusted advisor who delivers real value, and seller builds sustainable, trust-based relationships that drive long-term growth and success. So focus on recognizing and solving problems effectively. This process ensures a seamless and successful sale. Wishing you continued success, health, and abundant blessings. I'm hopeful that this podcast has been as much instructive as possible, and you could just get into operation and make it done so that you could get the intended results and make your customers and clients convinced to buy from your site. To reach such a dream, you need to just, let's say, put into operation anything I've already mentioned and try to experience these items and apply them as much as you could so that the results would be the same you've been expecting. Thank you very much for your concern, attention, and listening to this podcast. I'll be with you in the following and further podcasts as well. Goodbye. Have a nice time. Take care. Wish your business life be filled with as much profit as possible. I'll provide you with the following podcasts in the next sessions.